Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
In touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rachel Ware going to join us tomorrow on the program. Nick's doing some comedy this weekend. Where you at, Nick?
Yeah, Friday night, Fremont. RDs plays Saturday, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa.
All right. A Facebook friend of mine said, you got to look up virgin boy eggs.
Oh, I'd rather not.
So I did, and I looked at it, and now you got to hear about it.
What are they?
This dish is prepared by first soaking the eggs in the urine of young boys. This is out of China.
Oh.
Chinese boys, then.
Then the mixture is heated over a stove after boiling. God, the smell of boiling urine.
Why can't be old dudes piss?
Maybe it's got to be a little cleaner.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, after boiling, the entire surface of the eggshells are cracked and they are placed back into the urine. The used urine is then replaced with fresh urine and the process is repeated. I don't know how many times.
Oh.
What's it taste like? I'm guessing urine.
A delicacy in China.
I'm telling you, man.
It sounds kind of pedophilia-ac.
Yeah, all right, because I'm looking at the Wikipedia page now. It says eggs are boiled in the urine of young boys, preferably under the age of 10. So they must have fewer impurities. There's got to be a reason for that.
Oh, it's so gross, man. And it's also just weird. I mean, it just sounds...
The Asian countries, man, they eat some weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, some young guy, that joke.
Yeah.
Joke Nick,
yes.
Nick always says is pretty much true anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then TMZ reports on a guy calls himself the Girth Master.
I'm looking at him, but I want to see his real wiener, though, you know.
That's yeah, they just
you always say that.
A wine. Well, you can go to Pornhub.
Oh, you can?
Okay. Yeah. He's apparently got a lot of visitors. Yeah, Girth Master's audience is growing quickly with searches for his name, exploding in the aftermath of a viral video, widening his audience significantly. So he's getting a lot of visitors on Pornhub, apparently.
So if it looks like a wine bottle, where's the neck? Is that the
top? I don't
the
know
top?
That he has a neck. Now I'm curious myself.
Well, they have a wine bottle in this
picture. I think it is as girthy as a wine bottle and otherwise normally shaped.
I was going to say, it wouldn't come to a... You know, a thinner end, that'd be weird looking, you know, like a wine bottle does.
Yeah, the other day apparently was his most popular day on the platform. Looks like if you're looking at the Girthmaster search popularity, he gets a bump in March, early March, late March, early April, late April. It spikes on occasion. Part of that may be due to a clip catching eyes all over social media featuring Girthmaster talking. With social media behind the team, Get Ahead, described like a Tinder-like app for prospective
Shouldn't
employers.
Shouldn't he go by Girth Brooks, like our Deadpool name?
Yes.
He should go by Girth Brooks. He really should, man. That should be his porn name,
yeah,
Girth Brooks.
It seems like he probably deserves the nickname.
Are you looking at his wiener now?
Go to Pornhub. Just type it into the search. And yeah, there it is. And
There it is. All
makes between 40 and 80K a month.
Oh, good for him, man.
That's pretty cool, just to have sex.
Yeah, some people get paid just to have sex. They're called porn stars.
Like that.
Is
Why
he even
not?
Having sex or just showing it off?
No, he's banging chicks.
Okay, yeah. Apparently, Cardi B wants him.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Right. Cardi B wants him?
Yeah, Cardi B. She gave him a shout out on Twitter. Yeah, it looks like Twitter.
I bet he gives free ones away to celebrities, you know.
Oh, he probably gives free ones away to everyone just to make content.
Oh, I get what you mean. But Cardi B's not going to be in the video with him.
I think if he doesn't give it away, that's called prostitution.
Right. Yeah, that's girthy.
See? I mean, he's not. He doesn't. He deserves the nickname.
All right, speaking of wieners, we got an email last night.
Forearmish.
Yeah.
My email disappeared. Did you reforward that?
Yeah, I did. I reforwarded it to.
I don't have it.
And where would it be?
Just a few minutes ago.
Well, it came in at last night.
Yeah.
And now it's gone from my inbox.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it here. Yeah. This is listening to the segment about the male and female doctors has got me thinking something that happened a few years ago. I'm a guy, and he prefers female docs. No real reason. Just feel more comfortable talking to him about medical concerns. That being said, he wanted to share this embarrassing experience with an ex-boyfriend's mom. He's a gay man.
Okay.
Being a heavily closeted kid in a small town in Kansas, never actively sought out a boyfriend. Junior year of high school, he met this quiet sophomore guy. They began dating. Met his family.
Replace that with Iowa pussy. That's just you,
yes.
Man.
Met his family, who were the wholesome Christian types, but they didn't come off as D-bags about it. Right. His mom was a nurse at our local clinic. She was also always super nice. Think June Cleaver or Caroline Ingalls. Dated her son for 4 years before we split up. And when we did, he said he cut all contact with the family. Fast forward 3 years, he's been hooking up with a guy he knew from college. After one afternoon, used the restroom, started feeling a burning sensation while peeing. Had been back in the hometown for a bit, but hadn't been back to the clinic in years. Went to see the doctor, expecting the usual male doctor, but he'd stepped out for a family emergency that morning. Door opens. It's his ex's mom who comes in. She greets me with a big smile, starts asking about how I've been, how the family was, and how sad she was that me and her son had a quote unquote falling out.
Yeah, she wasn't sad when she found out he had chlamydia, though. You know.
Well, she then told me that her son had met a girl and gotten married, and they were expecting a kid.
He was bi then. The son was just experimenting, I guess, huh? Okay.
So at this point, he said
or caving to social pressure.
Yeah,
yeah, small town.
One of the two.
Right. If you got parents like that, and you're a small town, you might be. You know.
I guess I'll go vagina and make everybody happy.
Right. Yeah. I don't think Dad never had a relationship before that.
Oh, he hadn't?
No.
He was the opposite of a gold star gay guy when he finally came out. He'd only had vagina.
Yeah.
So he says at this point, he considered...
No, that's a gold star.
No, gold star would.
Gold star means you didn't have sex with a. Oh no, that's right.
He'd be a reverse gold star.
I thought gold star meant you had a family member serving in combat.
That too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the homos ruined that term too.
Right. Take the rainbow, nail the star.
Yeah.
So he said at this point he considered making up a BS reason for why he was there because he didn't want to tell his ex's mom that it burned when he peed. But
that's what he's there for. So
and he did. He ended up telling her and. So she grabs some gloves, and at this point, she has to swab him.
Yep.
And this is like his, you know, this is the woman he saw every day.
You got to get your urethra swabbed to check for chlamydia and whatever else it might be.
And said she was very professional the whole time, never cracked a
I can see why my son wanted to like this.
Hey, a little girthy,
I can see why my son sat on this
a
bunch of times.
It sounds like mom didn't know that they were dating. She just thought they were good friends. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your head was in the sand.
Yeah. So, but she's...
4 years? She didn't walk into them kissing or holding each other? I don't believe that.
Maybe they were good at hiding it, you know?
You probably get good in small-town Kansas.
I'm guessing you do.
Or small-town anywhere, for that matter.
Yeah, but if you're in with someone for 4 years, you're going to be caught at least touching each other inappropriately.
Or
somewhere.
A glance.
Something. Yeah, she's not dumb, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, in that case, you see what you want to see.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
You boys sure wrestle a lot.
Yeah.
And if you're a conservative Christian mom in small town Kansas, you probably don't want to think that your kid is gay.
It might not even cross your mind.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, you never even considered it. But he said she was very professional about it.
She's a guy embedded in the other guy, you know.
Gave him the medication he needed and got the chlamydia cleared up.
Sitting on his lap.
With your pants off. I guess it's hot in here. I get it. Oh, you kids have fun.
Yeah, I'll turn the air up.
Yeah, you're. First of all, one of your straight friends that you hung out with, if their mom had to grab your wiener, that would be so weird.
And
man.
Then stick a swab up it?
Yep. Right, for that reason, right, yeah, right.
Which I've never experienced, but I've heard is not the most comfortable thing in the world.
Right. I had it done. And yeah, it's pretty quick, yeah.
Briefly painful.
Yeah, yeah. Briefly, right.
Well, I remember a buddy of mine in high school ended up with a urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said the swab for that was highly painful.
Yes.
With the urinary tract infection, apparently that swab is a bit more, is not something you want to.
Invasive?
Well, just more painful because that area is infected.
Oh, it already hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it only hurts when you pee with chlamydia. I've never had the pleasure.
Yes.
Never
yes.
had the
just
pleasure.
When you pee. Just when you pee. But it was penicillin, I believe, and it went away in a couple of days. And that was like a long time ago. Yeah. I guess probably that's why they want the pee of young boys before they get chlamydia in their soup, you know. You don't want chlamydia in your soup.
Yeah,
that'd be clamata, right?
A little less tainted.
Yeah.
Don't say taint.
Don't say 10-year-old taint, for sure, you know.
No.
Yeah. Plus, we just did.
All yeah. Right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, did you see the email there we just got from Jonathan backing me up?
Oh,
on the Black Widows?
Last year I was going through the detached garage getting ready for a family bike ride. I found two Black Widows on the garage door the next day. I dropped, bug bombs. I thought he just bombed it. Bug bombs to kill it all.
That would have been justifiable, too. Black Widows? Come on. If you got Black Widows in the garage, you got to take some measures there, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Like, if they bite your dog, could they kill your dog?
Probably.
The venom or whatever they have, that deadly to smaller animals?
Yeah, I mean,
I've never really heard about a dog getting bit by a spider. That has to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Pets, they're so low to the ground. It's not like they're watching out for that.
No, you're right.
Well, last summer, our dog came to the door. She'd been out in the backyard, and she came to the door, and I looked down, and, like, the whole side of her face was all swollen up. And I got to look, and you could see she'd gotten, I think she tried to eat a hornet.
Oh,
or a wasp or something, because there was like a little.
Dogs are dumb.
There was a little sting mark on the inside of her cheek, and she didn't seem to be bothered by it. And the next morning, it was gone. But like the whole side of her nose was just like three times the normal size.
Oh yeah, a dog bite can. A Black Widow bite to a dog, severe muscle pain, cramping.
And see, dogs can't tell you they were bit. That's the thing.
Right.
While your dog
walking like
out.
They're
right.
drunk, tremors, right. paralysis, blood pressure changes, drooling, vomiting, diarrhea, and death.
Yeah.
That's a good four-person morning show
except
right
Except your
there.
Last one. Yeah. It was the Todd of the live show. Yeah. Except last
one. Yeah. Are there any dogs that create booze in their body like that guy we were talking about earlier?
All right. A good dog. Cool dog.
Let's have a constantly drunk dog.
The brewing syndrome.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool dog to have, just a stumbling
they'd
drunk
They'd probably
dog.
Just sleep all day.
Spuds McKenzie.
Like they don't already.
Like they do already, yeah.
They would just sleep 23 hours a day.
I'm drunk. The
brewing
Lay
syndrome.
Lay off me, I'm hammered. All right. All right, if your mother-in-law touched your penis, take that call.
Well, just your ex's mom.
Even in a clinical fashion.
Right.
Yeah, and we'll syndrome. What's your syndrome? We haven't gotten a lot of action on that.
Yeah. No. But, still sticking with Tourette's.
We'll continue with the what's your syndrome.
Yeah, I like the foreign accent. I would take that one of all the ones we talked about.
There. Oh, yeah.
And maybe just the always having an orgasm, on the verge of an orgasm.
Or you
just
woke
see
up
what I feel like.
Speaking a different language.
Yeah, I think I could do that. That'd be kind of cool.
I can go talk to a guy who was in a coma in just a couple of minutes and find out if he spoke a different language when he woke up.
All right, going back. Yeah. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.